Hey everyone, welcome back to the next episode of the Stingers and Dingers podcast. Today is March 30th, and this is this last week in golf news. We only have about four stories for you today, kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel for some stuff here. Otherwise, it's really just a lot of, people are posting a lot of, what's in the bags and stuff like that. But let's hop right into it. Main story and first big story is that US Open is to be rescheduled due to coronavirus. So this is a report from the New York Post. In per that report, the tournament is scheduled to be played later in the summer, with the location of the event remaining at Winged Foot Golf Club. The event was going to be at Winged Foot prior to the coronavirus outbreak, and it's going to continue to be that way from the looks of it, so that's good. Currently, New York, as of Thursday the 26th, has 37,000 confirmed cases, so they definitely want to be conscious of that. Masters and PGA have already been postponed, and my guess is that the British is going to be postponed soon as well. While this is a bummer, I can kind of see the writing on the wall here, frankly. I think they need to move all majors to next year and just kind of have an asterisk up on for these majors. I don't think it's going to probably be safe for anyone to be having a major tournament. And if you're going to have a major tournament, you should have all four in the same year. I don't want to have a year where it's, hey, we only have the US Open or we only have the PGA. Especially because, there's something so special about all having all four majors in a year and something to look forward to. And if we can't get that, then I don't necessarily see a point. But regardless, it is going to be canceled this year, so that is a massive bummer. Speaking of massive bummers as well, the IOC has officially postponed the 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympics. This really only pertains to golf because this will be the second time golf has been in the Olympics in the last 100 years or so. Last time at Rio, they had it, and then they're also going to have it this year at Tokyo. They have decided that the games are going to be rescheduled to 2021, but no later than the summer of 2021. Really, the goal was to safeguard the health of the competitors, as well as the international community that's going to be coming into Tokyo for that. Really interested to see how that goes, especially because that might affect how the world golf rankings actually allow the qualifying for the Olympics. The way that the world golf rankings kind of take into consideration is usually out of all the countries that get in, the top two players from each country will go and play or have the option to go play. Because I remember a couple years ago, Jordan Spieth decided not to go because him and his wife were trying to have a baby. And so with Zika going on in Rio, he didn't want to risk transferring it to her, which makes total sense. But regardless, the IOC has postponed 2020 Tokyo Olympics, which means that this is going to have an effect on the entrance of the Olympics for golf. Third story we have is Brandel Chambly, being his same old polarizing self, claiming that Jordan Spieth's issues, his swing issues he's referring to, could be solved in 2 seconds with this adjustment. He was speaking on a Q&A with Golf Week. In part two, he was comparing the swing of Jordan Spieth from 2015 to 2020, and he was saying that in video analysis, once Jordan Spieth takes his club away, the left knee goes over his toes, resulting in loss of trunk balance, with his body moving towards the target, forcing the Texan to, quote-unquote, make compensations. He does believe that there are some minor things going on in his swing that can be fixed, and he kind of really had to he was really pushing hard on the changes that his coach is making out in Dallas. In quotations, there are consequences to these movements. You cannot change the engine pattern. Is the video from 2015 is how Jordan plays his best golf. Why would the teacher tell him to change that? Why? He's either being told to do that or whoever's watching him doesn't see that he's doing that. It would take 2 seconds to fix, 2 seconds, and he's clearly being told that or someone's watching who is not aware. This is really interesting because the coach that Jordan has in 2015 is the coach he's had for the last, 10 or 15 years. I can't remember the gentleman's name right now, but it's an Australian gentleman out of Dallas National Golf Club out there. And he was with Jordan during his big streak, so I don't know if there's reasons why. I also think Brandel Chambly typically has a really has opinions on a lot of things that come out in first swing analysis and all these pieces. So I'm not entirely surprised to kind of see him make a polarizing remark like that. Also, he did comment on Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler has been struggling in 2020. That's not a quotation, but just to get you guys up to speed, he had 2 missed cuts in his four starts. apparently Brandon Chamblee was criticizing the decision to leave Butch Harmond. Part of that has to do with Butch Harmond retiring and no longer going to tour events. So Butch Harmond used to go to tour events all the time because he had a long list of guys, Dustin Johnson, you know, being one of the big guys, at least, you know, more recent time, Brooks Koepka and Ricky, but has decided to only coach out of his Vegas club, which has been really interesting because he was a pretty big guy on tour. But because of that, Ricky has decided to move away from Butch, because otherwise he'd have to go to fly to Vegas or actually send him a video. Like Chamblee is saying, it's hard because it doesn't make sense to move coaches, right? Because he's already performing extremely well with Butch. Butch, you know, treated him really well. But he did move over to, I believe, John Tillery is his new coach, who's apparently a good coach by his own right. But hopefully, Ricky will come back after a quote-unquote incubation period, as Chamblee says. So, not entirely surprised to see Brandon Chamblee in the news, making a lot of opinionated statements on some of the things going on in the golf world with people's swings. All right, and the last one's kind of a feel-good post to kind of end off the week. So for those of you who don't know, Seamus Golf, who's a company that makes, you know, golf bags, head covers, etc., have announced they're temporarily halting their everyday business and making face masks for primary care physicians, nurses, and first responders to deal with the COVID pandemic. They're capable of making 5,000 masks every 3 days, which is, I'm just so happy for them that they're doing this. So I'm just going to read this. In an email to customers, Seamus Golf explained that they currently do not possess the N95 material to get the particles out, but they do have, are making, surgical masks, which are going to help at least, doctors not to breathe on people, which is kind of a big thing as well, considering there's not a lot of people with masks as well. So good on Seamus Golf for getting this out. Really good to hear in this time of need. All right, that is the show for this week. Again, another light week on news. If you want to reach out and talk about stuff, reach out to me on Twitter, Stingers and Dingers Pod, Stingers and Dingers on Instagram. And if you want to write in to our email, and let me pull up the exact email, is stingersanddingerspod@gmail.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Have a great week, and I'll see you guys next week. See ya.